Today on Diabetes Breakthrough.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We talk about companies in this hour for the most part, and I'm going to start out kind of out of the norm, or I guess out of the conventional practice of ours for the last month or so when we've been talking more about precious metals and precious metals related companies. I'm going to get into agriculture. I'm chatting right now with Josh Bleek. Josh is the president of Passport Potash. Passport is a company. I have visited their property. We have shot a video. 5,500 of you have watched that video. Another video actually went up on our site yesterday when we did a remote interview with Josh talking about the company specifically. Right now, so that our radio audience can also become aware of all of this, we're going to talk about, number one, a little bit about potash and its importance to the world, and then we'll give you a brief overview on Passport. What I find to be really, really interesting is that number one, potash production only comes from 12 countries around the world, and the vast majority of this production comes from three companies. What are they? Well, it's Canada, Russia, and Belarus. The United States produces, are you ready for this, and has only 1% of the potash reserves in the world right now. Now, Passport is looking to change that. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the importance of this particular asset with an expert, Josh Bleek. Josh, why is potash so important to the world?
Sure. It's one of those things that is necessary in improving crop production and the health of these crops, and also to protect against all the major events that take place with the weather and with pollution. It's something that really keeps the crop very strong. And so it's being used all around the world. This is not something that's just a U.S.-driven or driven by China or India. This is truly a global demand that we have with potash. And so when you talk about Canada or Russia being one of the largest suppliers, they are truly shipping potash globally. And that's why it's so important for these new potash exploration companies like ours to continue pushing forward with these projects because of this demand that's here now and because of the demand that's coming online.
You know, what's kind of interesting here is you look at where the potash consumers are coming from, and you got 20%, about one-fifth of the consumers are coming from North America, and I would have to believe that the majority of that is the United States, just because the size of our agricultural economy versus the size of the Canadian economy, and yet, in terms of assets, potash assets, we've only got 1% here. I mean, that's kind of scary, don't you think?
It is. It is definitely something not only the U.S., again, not only the U.S. being fully dependent on places like Canada, but most of the world is depending on importing potash, and we have very little production, and there are just a few known reserve locations in the U.S., and Arizona is one of those locations, and we hope to work towards bringing this Holbrook Basin into production.
Well, down in the Holbrook Basin, which I have to say is a very, very interesting part of the world, what's really interesting is when we were down there last, I believe it was just about 5 or 6 months ago, when we were there shooting the video, you've got a tremendous amount of community support down there for obvious reasons. Unemployment is fairly high in that area, and you're going to be providing a significant amount of employment. But where exactly, Josh, do you guys stand right now in terms of the size of your asset and where you think that asset may grow to in the, let's say, not too distant future?
Absolutely. The work that was done in the late 60s in the identifying of this resource, this historic resource, was great for us because it really gave us a head start. But now the work that we've put in, especially over the past year, has been to quantify what our resource is. And that's what we look to release in the next several weeks, our initial resource calculation. And we have continually expanded our land package, continued drilling and doing seismic work, all to bring in this very comprehensive, very detailed initial report. I would say one of the most amount of technical data included in an initial resource that I've seen of any of the potash companies. We have 100 line miles of seismic that we've completed, and we've now just completed our 30th hole on the property since 2009.
Wow. Okay. Now, what has happened on the property? Let's go under the data. I believe we were there in April, which was what, 5 months ago. What's happened down there since then?
It's been really much of the same. So what you saw at that time was we actually had the event next to one of the drill rigs during the heart of the drilling in the summer. We had three drill rigs turning. We've now scaled that back to two, and we're just in the last stage. We've moved over to the eastern edge of our holdings and are now completing our last eight holes. We will have this initial resource out very soon, and then we will be moving immediately into pre-feasibility and working on updating the resource, continuing to advance this project very quickly. One of the advantages that we have and the reason that we're able to move so quickly is that this is a very shallow deposit.
Right.
So our holes, not only do they complete more quickly than most holes around the world, but they also cost significantly less. So when I talk about all of the data that we have going into this initial resource, it was at a much less expense or cost to our company and our shareholders to gather all of this data initially.
Now, in terms of plans then, for your immediate plans are basically to get the report together and get it out sooner rather than later, correct?
That is correct. We've been working with SRK since late in 2010, and it's been a great amount of work that's gone into this report. It is very, very detailed report, and we're excited to get this out in the next several weeks.
Okay, now I'm looking at the financial statements right now. Let's tell the folks out there how you guys are fixed in terms of capital.
Sure. Cash on hand right now is about $6 million. We'll be rounding out the work. We've got eight holes remaining, which will put us at about another $800,000 to $1 million spent in ground. And then we really can just continue moving forward with our pre-feasibility. At some point, there might be some additional on-ground work needed, but we've done so much of that early on that we'll be able to really continue working with the data that we've gathered over the past year in advancing this resource and ultimately moving this towards a reserve.
Now, Josh, let's not assume anything. Your report comes out in 2 weeks or less, okay? So from, say, mid-October through next year, what do you guys plan to be doing down there?
It's really a lot more of the same, and this is what most exploration companies go through. They really start out with initial resource, and that's where we're at now, completing the initial resource. And then we'll look to advance that resource, the class or the category in which it's in, moving it into indicated and then into measured, moving towards pre-feasibility, ultimately feasibility. So we're going to continue pushing those steps rapidly. One of the things we'd like to do is also expand our company to match where the project's going. We'd like to bring on additional management and expertise to really match the potential and where the project's going. So a lot of growth in our company expected for 2012.
I have to say I was pretty impressed with the management team when we were down there. I know that when we talked to your mine manager, he's a pretty savvy guy. Now, everybody always wants to build more expertise, for lack of better terms, but I'll tell you, for where you guys started from, I think you've done a yeoman's job, to say the least.
That's right. I think we've suited the team and very much to where we're at now. And in order to continue moving this project along, we look forward to not only growing the resource and the project, but also growing the management and the technical teams to match. And ultimately, we hope to be dealing with permitting in the near future. And so that's a whole other element that we're not dealing with. Right now, we have a very easy permit process in permitting our exploration wells. But as we move forward towards production, it's a whole other level of permitting that will be involved at that point.
Well, right, and that requires more expertise. Okay, been chatting with Josh Bleek. Josh is the president of Passport Potash. A number of our regular listeners have said, what do you think about the company? What are you planning on doing? Here I go on record. You're listening to this show, assuming you're listening to it on the weekend, either Saturday or Sunday, depending on the city that you're in. I always give 3 days' notice before I'm going to buy or sell a stock that we discuss on the show. Here's my 3 days notice. This coming Wednesday, I will be buying a skosh more of Passport Potash. That's what I think. Do not, and I repeat, do not take this as investment advice. It's not I'm just telling you what I am doing. If you want more information on the company, click on their banner. Hey, stick around. Big Al will be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I got to tell you, Josh Bleek is a very, very interesting guy. Passport Potash is a company. It's worth watching primarily because of the uniqueness of its industry. But remember, this is not investment advice. You guys do your own research on that. Okay, having said that, I have a colleague with me right now. We're doing a remote. He's down in Tennessee. and I'm up in Washington State. His name is Alan Butler. Alan does a great show that I've had the privilege of being on a number of times. It airs on Atlanta, Georgia. It is also available for listening on the website, and we're going to provide you with that particular link so you can listen to Alan's great show, Butler on Business, anytime you want, even if you're not in the Atlanta area. Alan, how you doing, buddy? Going up to watch the balls, huh?
Yes, I'm fine, Al. Thanks for asking. Yes, my son is one of the managers on the Tennessee football team. He's a freshman up here. And, of course, not only do we like to see the team, but we also like to see our son.
That's totally natural. I've been through that with three girls. Hey, before we talk a little bit about your show, let's talk about what happened in the market this week. Now, yesterday, Friday, the Dow fell 156 points, or 1.4%. Primarily in Friday afternoon trading. That means that the Dow has lost 10% for the quarter, and that's as of Thursday's close, okay? That's the biggest percentage decline since the first quarter of 2009, and it's the worst drop since, you know, the height of the financial crisis back in 2008. Here's my question for you. What do you think is behind all of this, and do you think the market's going to be coming back anytime soon?
Al, we've been watching the 1200 upper end of the S&P, 1200 being the upper end of the current trading range, and I fully expect to see it come all the way down to 1050. If it doesn't hold that 1050 line, we could be back in the 900s in a blink of an eye. I haven't seen this kind of volatility. The market hasn't seen this kind of volatility since this time back in 2008, and I think the planets are aligning for a repeat of the financial crisis, although this time I believe it's going to be much worse.
Everybody is, you know, wailing and gnashing their teeth, so to speak, because of the situation in Greece. But I think the situation in Greece actually, at least in the short term, is going to have a positive effect on the market. And let me tell you why I'm saying that. Number one, you know, the country is going to default. I don't think there's any question about that. That's no guarantee, obviously, but I think that that is a fact. Now, when Greece defaults, is the country going to dry up and blow away? Of course not. You know what's going to happen is the euro is going to decrease in value, sorry to say. The dollar is going to increase in value. That'll be good for the dollar, obviously. Temporarily may be bad for precious metals, but certainly not long term. The export situation from Europe is going to increase handily. Now, with all of those warm and fuzzy feelings going on, I'm thinking, you know, that may be good for the U.S. markets. I don't know, man. What do you think?
If there's any good to come from it, I believe it will be short-term only. The problem that we've got is when Greece defaults, and I agree with you, it's inevitable that Greece is going to default, that's going to set those dominoes up, and they're going to start falling. And I always like to point out that the problems in Greece, the problem in Europe, that's the tip of the iceberg. We are the iceberg. So it may have a short-term positive impact on our situation here, but long-term, I think we're toast.
I think that our economic system right now in its present form, which in my humble opinion is not pure capitalism, I think it is toast. Do you want to elaborate on your feelings though for me, Alan?
Yes. If you look at, first of all, let's define the recession, depression, and things like that. A recession, obviously, is two consecutive quarters of a contraction. A depression, by the old definition, is a contraction of 10% or greater. And at the trough in, I believe, May of 2009, for that 1 month, we actually were in a depression. But if you think back to May of 2009, people were still going to the restaurants, the airports were still busy, there were still plenty of cars on the road, so entering into a depression, in my opinion, people have, I think, conjure up images of the old Dust Bowl and the soup kitchens. Well, you know, we don't have the soup kitchens because we got 47, 48 million people on food stamps. But I do believe that we can see and probably likely will see a contraction of a few quarters in that 10% or greater range. And that's what I mean by toast. And I interviewed a guy on our show recently who also pointed out that, you know, in addition to fiscal issues and monetary issues, We also have a demographic issue. You've got 70 million baby boomers who are now past their spending prime and have become savers. And a lot of the growth that our economy has enjoyed over the last several decades was the baby boomers who have now peaked and are waning on the amount of money that they're going to spend. So I think you've got multiple things going on. Also in Europe, their problems are primarily contained to sovereign debt. Here in the United States, we have both a consumer and a sovereign debt crisis. So I think, in my opinion, we should embrace a recession. The recession is secure. And this attempt to forestall only makes the problem worse. If you look at the 1920 Depression, you don't hear much about the 1920 Depression because it doesn't fit that big government narrative that we're taught in school. But the 1920 Depression was every bit as severe as the Depression that we saw in 1929, but there was no government intervention. Everything fell very sharply, but within 22 months, we were out of it, and we had the Roaring Twenties. And then FDR, or first Hoover, and then FDR came in with this Keynesian stimulus, bailouts, and all of that that we have seen this time around. And FDR turned a depression into a 15-year-long Great Depression. And I believe our government, our central bank, they're doing exactly the same thing this time around. So rather than avoiding it, we should embrace it. Allow the recession to come. Allow it to cure these economic imbalances. It's what you do with a computer. When your computer quits working, when it's slow, when it doesn't behave the way you want it to, you reach down there and you hit the reboot. And once you reboot, it comes up and everything's fine. If we would allow this economy to go ahead and correct itself, had we allowed it to correct itself in 2008, we would be already with this situation behind in our rearview mirror. Instead, we're just now coming up on it. And that's my 2 cents worth.
Well, I think it's definitely worth more than 2 cents. I don't think there's any question about that. By the way, I want to apologize to you folks out there listening in for the perhaps somewhat subpar audio, but it is very, very clear. I know that. And remember, this is a remote. Alan is in Tennessee, and I'm up here in Washington State. I want to stress to you folks out there, his show, Butler on Business, is really, really good. He has a wide variety of guests, very, very interesting perspectives coming from those people. No wonder it is one of the top shows in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Big Al's going to be right back with Roger Wiegand.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I'm chatting with Trader Raj right now about a company that, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I do own shares in this company. And I also have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that they are a sponsor on our website. So do not take this as investment advice, because it is definitely not. We're just telling you about a company that we happen to like right now. The company is American Manganese. And a couple of comments that I would make. Number one, American Manganese, if you look at their chart, and I'm going to let Roger get into that more shortly here, but if you look at their chart, the stock definitely is on an upward trend right now. It's trading at 44.5 cents as we're recording this. Stock came public at about 20 cents, so for anyone who got in at that price, they did pretty well. I personally purchased my shares a little bit lower. I purchased my shares at 30 cents, but I've also been sitting on it for close to a year. Now, having said that, one of the things I think that caused American Manganese to come down from the 72-cent level is because it was one of the few companies out there that was doing well from a share price standpoint. And I think a number of people who had bought it early, as I did, basically took profits because they needed liquidity. I chose not to do that. And I also have to tell you, whenever I am going to buy or sell a stock, as you guys know, I will give 3 days notice before that action, either 3 days before I buy it or 3 days before I sell it. Now, having said that, Raj, in your latest Trader Tracks, which, by the way, I cannot give enough endorsement to Trader Tracks. It is really, really an interesting newsletter. Roger spends an awful lot of time on it, probably 10, 12 hours a day putting it together. None of the companies that he writes up, I know this for a fact, compensate him in any manner. It is not investment advice, but let me tell you, it is truly arm's length, and his macro stuff is really, really good. Okay, Raj, why did you do American Manganese as your miner of the week?
Well, if you go back in history, first of all, let's explain how I found it. I found it through you, or I would not have found it at all. American Manganese is a manganese company, and they've got a huge property in Arizona with a massive deposit that's been underdeveloped for quite some time. And quite frankly, I was not acclimated or that acquainted with what they had and what they were doing in history on that particular mine. When I looked at it, I became intrigued. I made a recommendation on the company, and it's done very nicely since then. Now, as we speak, I'm looking at a five-year chart, which is wider. And in the middle of that chart, from 2008 all the way over to 2010, the standard massive cup and handle was performed. The stock based out at 20 cents at that time, then it went all the way up to 80 cents. So 20 to 80 cents is a very nice move. Now, technically, that 80-cent price matches up with the 80-cent high back in 07. And what that does, it made a double top and it sold it down. And it has nothing to do with the merits of the company. It's just technicals in the market. It's also cycles in the market. It's also these stock problems in the broader market that are mostly unrelated to American Manganese. But what's happened recently, Al, is that it bottomed out at about 40 cents. My platform is showing 44. Yours is a different one. It's a little higher. And we think the base is in. And next, more importantly, they run a pilot operation on how they were going to operate this mine and how they were going to retrieve the manganese ore out of out of the rock they dig out. And they had some very good news on this process with some new scientific studies and some chemical engineers that really did a great job for them. So that news came out. Coincident with that, the stock was on a base anyway at 40, so now people are in the buy mode.
Well, people are in the buy mode. I'll tell you, the reason that I became really interested in the company and did not hesitate to buy shares in it is I've known Larry Ray for an awful long time, and he's got some really, really significant success behind him with companies that have gone into production. Larry approached me and said, I've got what I think is the best situation I've ever had. And I said, well, what's that, Larry? And he said, it's a manganese situation. And he said, the reason I like it is because there are no major manganese producers in the United States, number one, and that's really, really important. He said that their company, based on what he has been told by the geological staff, is it'll be the lowest cost manganese producer in the world, certainly the largest in the United States. And he mentioned something else that I thought was really, really interesting, and that is, he said, you know, right now China is producing 98% of the world's manganese supply. But he said, you know, they're running out. And the number that he gave me was like 4 years left of the current reserves. Now, that's not to say that they won't discover more, and I'm sure that they will. But, boy, that's a pretty interesting comment right now. It's interesting when you have an asset that is as valuable as manganese, you know, and why is it valuable for people who don't know anything about it? Well, purely and simply, you can't make steel and you can't make aluminum without manganese. And when 98% of it's coming from mainland China, that concerns me. You know, for all of the same arguments that my friend Mickey Fulb gives for the rare elements, I would have to give the same argument for manganese, Raj.
Well, I agree with that totally. And also, you know, in our conversations recently in our longer range forecasting, we're looking for the next 2 years to be real hard in the markets. And after that, because of that, historically, what we see is another war. Now, nobody wants to go there, but this company and this product that they have would be in super high demand in a defense industry war situation. So from my point of view, this stock is a buy and hold, not only through the next couple of years, but probably even further out in time.
Well, and that's the way I look at it also. I mean, I had some significant profit. I had better than 100% profit in this company, and I elected to not sell any of my stock because I think it is a buy and hold. I think it's a situation that right now in my opinion, for me, and certainly not for the listeners, and I don't want you to think that I'm suggesting that you buy this stock. I mean, I'm not. What I'm suggesting is you do some research on it. If any of you folks out there, whether it's the guys or the gals who buy stock based on tips or based solely on what I say or what Roger says or any of our guests say, you know, that's not a very bright thing to do. You want to do your own research regardless of who's giving you information. But I got to tell you, based on my research, I am very, very happy with calling this a buy and a hold. You haven't done this for a while. Tell our listeners about Trader Tracks, would you?
Well, let me say one more thing about American Manganese. This is not a development company. He's going to be a production producer. And that bodes well for the long pull on that company. Now, regarding Trader Tracks, we've been in business in our newsletter since 2004. Jay Taylor is my partner and my publisher in New York City. We started out, we gave the letter away to get acquainted with people for 3 months. We went live in January of 2005. And we do some things that are different than other newsletters. Number one, we not only report on shares and companies and shares, but we report on futures and commodities. And my background in this business is futures and commodities, and that is what I trade personally for my own account. It does two things for me. I'm experienced at it, and I've had good luck with it. It's been worked out really well. By not being a shares trader, I feel more ethically open about recommendations of companies and buying and selling them. When we talk about companies, I'm not a shareholder, and I look at the whole operation with a cold, fishy-eyed stare, and if I don't like it, I won't talk about it. So, you know, that's one thing that we do different. The next thing is we've got some very big traders that read our letter, and because of their position with us at being a subscriber, we take emails from them and we answer their questions.
There you have it. You see, these guys would not be relying on Roger Wiegand if they didn't find his input to be very, very valuable. And I got to tell you guys, I feel exactly the same way. Click on his banner on our website. You can find out more about it. Big Al's going to be right back with Brian London. Stick around.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This guy,
why don't want it? On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I've got an old friend on the line who knows as much about gold as probably anybody in the world, Brian London. Aside from being an LSU Tigers fan, he's a really, really good guy. We're going to be down at his show, which is October 26th through October 29th. In my humble opinion, it has the biggest names of any of the investment conferences out there. Glenn Beck, among others, is going to be speaking there, so I'm looking forward to that. But you know what? We're not talking about this show right now. What we're talking about is what's going on in gold. Gold on Friday and on Thursday actually began to firm up a little bit, starting a long collapse. I'm going to turn it over to Brian, but I want to say one thing, and that is, Brian, in looking at the long-term chart, the trend is still, in spite of the panic out there, which I think is only being exhibited by, oh, for lack of better terms, I would have to say novice investors. You know, for the long term, gold is looking very good. The trend is very, very definitely upward. What do you think?
Absolutely, Al. The long-term uptrend trading channel for gold is still very much intact. You know, with that said, it's a fairly wide uptrend channel. It's about $400 wide at this point. But if you go back to the history of this, beginnings of this bull market in 2000, 2001, that channel has never been violated. And it's fairly steady, except for the 2008 credit crisis when we saw gold, as you well remember, subject to bouts of liquidation during that cash and credit crunch. But that channel is still very much intact. Recently in August and early September, we really were crawling along the very top of that channel. A lot of people were looking at gold and saying it had gone parabolic. It had nearly gone so, but actually didn't. It was still right along the very top of that channel if you look at it on a logarithmic scale. And now it's just going back down toward the middle of that channel where really it should be for the health of a long-term bull market.
I have to tell you, you know, corrections are inevitable. You and I know that. You and I have, you know, old war horses in terms of this game, and I'm loving every minute of it because I'm listening to comments from our listeners, and there is a bit of panic out there on the part of some of the people. But, you know, the old pros, and you can really tell those guys very, very easily. They're not concerned, and they're viewing this as being very definitely, in terms of the commodities, they're viewing it as being a tremendous buying opportunity. I mean, silver, $50 not too long ago. Now we're down to, what, $30 or thereabouts. Gold, a significant correction going on in gold right now. I think it's a great time to buy.
Absolutely, Alan. That really isn't an unpopular opinion. If you look around the world, some of the smartest gold buyers are the people who actually buy physical gold as a means of savings in Asian countries. And they're buying it hand over fist. Even in the U.S., we hear anecdotal reports of people going to the local coin shops and their shops being completely sold out, particularly of silver. There's been a huge, massive rush to physical metals on this downturn, and people are looking at it as a real bargain buying opportunity.
Hey man, I got to tell you, I was in Vancouver early in the week, specifically on Monday. Walked by a bullion dealer on the corner, right around the corner from West Pender and Howe. There were probably 100 people in there, Brian, looking to do a transaction. And you know what? Each one of those individuals had to wait at least an hour to begin their transaction. And the story, and the rumor that I heard was that 90% of them were buying silver.
Yeah, and we've seen that, as I said, around the world. In India, the bullion dealers, the gold dealers especially, are essentially traumatized by the recent action because of the import duties and et cetera. In some cases, they were just frozen and weren't able to even fulfill the demand or even open up because of the onrush of demand, them holding inventories that were at higher prices. So it's a real issue. I think that's supporting the metal right now. I think what we've gotten is much of the speculative froth blown off the market. But one of the key aspects of this market is that decline, everyone thought it was primarily long liquidation, but there was a lot of shorting done along the way to help it along. At some point, if the headlines work in our favor, and if we have a progression in sentiment to a realization in the market that all these efforts in Europe are going to end up being highly reflationary from a monetary standpoint, eventually those shorts are going to have to cover. I don't see it happening in the very near future. But there is the possibility of a short covering spike in gold at some point a little bit down the road.
A very, very interesting question right now, again, that a lot of our listeners are bringing up is they're saying, Corlin, you're on the bandwagon, you're crazy, it's not all coming up roses. And right now I'm talking specifically, Brian, about the commodities themselves. I am saying, no, I think you're wrong. And the reason I think you're wrong is because let's forget about technical analysis just for a moment. You know, we have people such as yourself who address the issue of commodity prices vis-a-vis technical analysis. I'm not a technician. I'm a very definite fundamentalist. But I got to tell you, man, the fundamental reasons right now for buying gold and silver, I think, are as strong as they've ever been.
Yes, they are, Al. I mean, if you're looking at the long term, it's really more bullish than ever. We've seen the repercussions so far of the massive amounts of debt that have been built up in the Western economies. And those repercussions really have yet to run their course. Eventually, they're going to end up with tremendous monetary reflation, monetary creation. We've already seen that to some extent in the U.S. There's more to come. And there's lots more to come in Europe. The European Financial Stabilization Fund, that's being leveraged up from 5 to 8 times over. That's just the European version of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And we know how well that worked over here. The end result is that's going to be very highly inflationary and reflationary from a monetary standpoint. And the repercussions will be felt in higher metals prices and commodities prices in general.
Well, I agree 100%. But, you know, let's talk about what I'm very near and dear to. And I know.
KSRN News. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. President Obama defending his decision to go after the top-ranking al-Qaeda cleric, who was also an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, killed today by a U.S. airstrike in Yemen. Mr. Obama tells the Michael Smirkanish radio program that al-Awlaki led efforts to kill Americans.
The fact that he is now no longer around to initiate the kind of propaganda that also was recruiting people all around the world to that murderous cause, I think is something that's very good for American security.
A second American citizen killed in the same airstrike, Samir Khan edited a Western-style internet site that included articles on making crude bombs and firing AK-47 assault rifles. Also at SRNnews.com, it could be a repeat of what happened in 2008. SRN's Jeremy House reports that Florida has decided to move up its presidential primary to January 31st.
The decision by a special committee has thwarted efforts by national GOP leaders to push back the nominating process. Officials in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina say they'll change their dates to stay ahead of Florida. Those four states are the only ones allowed to go before March 6th under Republican and Democratic Party rules.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said to be reconsidering a run for the White House. Two sources close to the governor say he will be making a final decision sometime soon. It's been the worst 3 months for the stock market since the financial crisis, and it's ending on another down note. Stocks fell broadly today on fresh signs that Europe's debt problems and the U.S. economy continue to languish. The Dow down 241. Connecticut Supreme Court's ruled that a 135-year-old local parish that broke away from the Episcopal Church after it consecrated its first openly homosexual bishop cannot keep its building and its land. Justices ruled today against the Bishop Seabury Church in Groton. This is SRN News.
Now, someone could be searching for you. Find out at My Life, the Internet's leading people search site. The only place where you can see if someone is searching for you right now, for free. Just go to seemysearches.com and type in your name. At SeeMySearches.com,
hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created an Android and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24-7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.